Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
Well, we ended the week with a reversal to the upside on the cattle market. We finished anywhere from steady to about 30 or 40 higher on the live cattle. It looks like the August up 42 at 123 even. That was a buck 70 off the low of 121.30. October's up 30 here at 127.87. The feeder cattle had the same reversal here with the August $2.20 higher at 159.85. That was about $3 off of their low. September's 217 higher, 163.32. That's about $3 off of their low. So big reversal. Mid-morning here, the market was under pressure. It doesn't look like the cash trade this week was a whole lot better. Maybe a dollar higher at 121 in the south, 126 or so in the north. But that was a little bit helpful. Box beef at midday was up. It was up 315 on choice at 295.73. So that's I don't know, 5 or 6 days now in a row that the box beef has been higher. Select up 284 or 276. The slaughter is 113,000. Last Friday is 114,000. Lean hogs were down 72 in August at 108.75. The October is up 47 here at 87.60. This time of year, we're kind of gearing up for Labor Day. It seems like that's what's helping this cattle market stay steady to a little bit higher.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Kristen. My family has dairy farmed for generations. Through the years, my family has shown a commitment to the community and environment. By using the latest technology, best animal care, recycling, and sustainable practices. Because our goal is to keep dairy farming in the family for the next generation and keep providing the best and safest milk around. Learn more about Dairy Farm's commitment to community and the environment at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Today's grain markets are going to be in the green here. We finished up about steady to 4 cents in the corn, with December at 556.5, up 3.5 cents. We've been a really tight sideways pattern here, going all the way back to the middle of July for the Dease corn. So next week on that USDA report, I expect it to at least break out one way or the other. Beans were up 19 in August, but September up 8, November up 8.25 at 13.36¾. The wheats were about 8 to 10 higher in the Chicago wheat, 11 to 15 higher in Kansas City, and 11 to 12 higher in the Minneapolis. That December, Kansas City was 717.5, up 14.5, almost back to the highs 2 days ago. We're starting to see a little bit of action out there in that July of 22. It closed up 15.5 at 708.75. Just seems like people are sort of like that price, and it's profitable as long as we have a crop. And going into planting season in the next 30 days or so, we have pretty good ground moisture, at least in Oklahoma. Cotton today looks like it's going to go and make new highs up at 102 at 91.70. That's the highest that contract's been in the life of the whole contract. So that's sort of exciting here as we get into the cotton harvest season over the next 30 days.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss, so may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.